sendiri. Ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini. Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari. Aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Melamun sendiri, mau apa aku ini? Tak kupahami, semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Layang-layang dapat terbang tinggi, namun sesekali goyah dan ia jatuh lagi. Apa mungkin ku temui kunci di hati yang kan ungkapkan segalanya. Satu saat nanti,
kadang-kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Bermimpi nanti.
Aku hanya bisa bernyanyi
dalam hati.
Aku tak tahu apa yang ku cari
di muka bumi.
Kadang aku bermimpi, ingin aku miliki hayalan yang ada di hati. Bukanlah mimpi,
is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Eid al-Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husses. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Selalu dekat denganmu, enggan hati berpisah. Lalu dalam dekatmu, setiap saat, setiap saat. Oh kasih, janganlah pergi. Apakah selalu disini? Jangan biarkan diri sendiri. Lalu tidak sepi. Kasih, janganlah pergi.
West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika cake. Bika stands from biskuit koto baru asli or new original koto biskuit. The biskuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru city in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Neraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell but it tastes heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of the cake, which is made from flour, coconut water, and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and thick wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
From Indonesia, to the world. Well, Unika, it seems that we have been here for more than 6 hours, yes?
Yeah.
Accompany our listeners.
Yeah.
Wow. Quite long.
It's very long.
More than 5 hours.
I believe it's still enjoyable.
Ah, yeah.
Very enjoyable.
But the most important thing is still enjoyable.
Yeah.
And our listeners still feel entertained.
Yeah, of course.
But talking about entertainment, I mean, unique.
Yeah.
Do you like it, entertainment?
Yeah, of course. I love every source of entertainment. Singing, dancing.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Singing, dancing, you like it?
Yeah, I love it. I love performance. Yes.
Really? So, dancing. Okay, I'm interested what you said you like dancing. Have you ever tried to learn dancing?
Maybe? I learned it when I was in junior high school.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I learned to do modern dance.
Modern dance? You mean contemporary dance?
Contemporary dance, yeah.
So, what make it different with maybe traditional dance, maybe?
I think, first of all, the most...
The style, maybe?
Yeah, the style, the choreography.
Movement, maybe?
The movement,
okay.
But also the song.
The song also?
Yeah, it's very different.
Okay, what about, I can say, the technique, maybe, or the...
I think the technique of modern dance is much easier than traditional dancers.
That's much easier.
Yeah, because I believe traditional dances are more complicated.
Oh, complicated.
Yes.
But maybe, yeah... I can say, yeah, still enjoyable, yeah?
Yeah, of course. but because it comes from a historical and traditional heritage, I think the technique is much more deeper and also much more complex.
More complex, yes.
Yeah.
But do you still, I mean, memorize about the movement, the style of contemporary dancing that you learned before?
To be honest, no. I only know the dance move from TikTok nowadays.
Okay.
But the one that I did in high school, no, I don't remember it.
You forget
anymore.
It?
Yeah, I forgot about it.
At least you have ever learned it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So, talking about dancing, Unika, maybe is there, Indonesia as an archipelagic country has various dances because of its tribes, so many. So, what kind of information maybe talking about dancing that we have to share to our listeners now?
Yeah, listeners, we've mentioned about traditional dances.
Okay.
And one of the most famous traditional dances from Indonesia is called Tari Tortor.
Tari Tortor, really? Tari Tortor?
Yeah. Tortor dance, or its full name is Tari Tortor Manggalek.
So, where is it from?
Tari Tortor is traditional dance from Toba region in North Sumatra.
Oh, so it is from North Sumatra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very near Lake Toba.